if we had a girl or one of the boys slept back there, and the other room was the washroom. Then there was a concrete walk around there. I'm telling you all this, and attached to the back of the house that had the, or the room that had the engine in it, was the outdoor toilet.
So it was just a very fancy, more comfortable.
Well, it was, you just walked around the sidewalk, and it was attached to the house, and it was rock, and it was concrete. Oh, so it was nice considered to the standard one-holer or two-holer. Then in the WPA days, they come along with the scientific ones that they built, at least that were sanitary.
Now, what did you call the one you had?
The toilet.
Mm-hmm. Did the people that had the ones out in the yard, though, what were they called, generally?
The privy. My grandma always called hers the privy, and it was way down. You had to go a million miles. That was one thing about ours. You didn't have to go a million miles. It was cold on to run out there. We're really getting into the things, but in the wintertime, you always had what you called the slop jar.
And where would you keep that?
In the bedrooms. And if you had a guest, you always gave them the new one. And they were scalded every morning and put out the sun. That sort of turns your stomach, don't it?
Oh, well, there were necessities in life.
Yes, that was the necessities. And considering what some people had, it was fairly nice. In the summertime, you took your bath in the washroom.
Mm-hmm.
There was an outside door to it and a window, but everything was curtained. And I guess my family, like everybody in that time, believed in modesty and stuff like that. That's why you got behind the stove. In case somebody walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody walked in because everybody knew.
Sure. Let's see. Let me ask you about when you had your first radio. Did you always have a radio?
I don't remember the first radio. I really don't.
So you sort of always had it in your memory?
Somewhere in the back of my mind, I remember one sitting up on the piano in the old house. But we have the radio that my mother bought in 1928, and it was quite an elaborate thing. We still have it in the dining room. And it was a Victrola and a radio combined. And that was one of the times my father thought she splurged too much because it cost $400.
That was a lot of money.
She paid it out by the month. Mm-hmm. And my dad was not much for paying things out by the month. If you didn't have the money, well, don't buy it. But she bought it in Springfield. And I remember we had it. He ran in 29 the last time for Congress. And I know we sat by the radio and heard the report. But I don't remember the earlier. I remember seeing them at other people's houses. But I don't recall the other sets. I just remember that one.
Now, did you always have a car? Do you remember the buggy?
As far as I recall. My mother could tell you some instances of that better than I could. We probably had about the second or third car. We didn't have the first one because we were never the first to have it because my daddy didn't have that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we probably had a third or fourth car in town. I don't remember them. They were the ones that had the flaps on them. What I remember are cars that were enclosed.